From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of the FBI's announcement that it is assessing new evidence in her case unprecedented and deeply troubling. Clinton spoke Saturday at a campaign appearance in Daytona, Florida. FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers Friday that new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's case, despite an FBI tradition of avoiding controversial actions in the days leading up to an election. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump on Saturday called this latest development the lowest point in the history of our country. Trump spoke at a campaign event in the swing state of Colorado. Central Italy has been rocked by another strong earthquake, the latest since a deadly quake on August 24th. Italy's Civil Protection Authority says the powerful 6.6 magnitude quake early Sunday brought down buildings in numerous places across the area. Authorities said some 20 people sustained light injuries. That there were no reports of deaths was largely due to the fact that thousands of residents left their homes after two strong jolts last week shook the same mountainous area. The epicenter of the shallow quake was 6 kilometers north of Norcia and was felt in Rome, 117 kilometers away. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. And this reminder that this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it foiled a plot to bomb a World Cup 2018 qualifying match earlier this month and has arrested terror suspects linked to the Islamic State militant group. One alleged terror cell had planned to place a car bomb outside the Al-Jawhara Stadium in Jeddah during an October 11th match between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, according to Saudi authorities. The sports complex can seat 62,000 spectators. Four foreigners, two Pakistanis, a Syrian, and a Sudanese national, were detained a day before the attack was to take place. Officials have not said whether they're tied to Islamic State. Saudi officials say a separate group of four Saudi citizens plan to target police officers in Shakra province under the direction of an Islamic State leader, but were also arrested before carrying out the plot. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghanistan's security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including 5,523 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The agency has also warned of eroding gains the war-shattered country has made with the help of the international community. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, in its quarterly report published Sunday, noted the Afghan government lost 2.2% territorial control during this year's fighting. The European Union and Canada signed a long-delayed landmark free trade agreement Sunday in Brussels aimed to boost growth and jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement along with the heads of EU institutions. Trudeau spoke about the agreement.
The agreement we signed today is also grounded in an understanding that we need to uphold common standards and respect the public good. That's why we negotiated hard to ensure that it contains provisions on labor protection, responsible investment, food and consumer safety, management of natural resources, and environmental stewardship.
European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker also praised the agreement.
Today we've signed two agreements that not only symbolize our commitment to a shared future, but also set a common project that will improve the lives of millions of Canadians and Europeans.
The signing ceremony had been pushed back from Thursday after French-speaking Wallonia initially vetoed an agreement affecting more than 500 million Europeans and 35 million Canadians. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.